Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, when the Osho the Mystic failed to show up, Abner was forced to don tunic and turban and take up the role of fortune teller in order to carry on the big bond campaign being sponsored by the Pine Ridge War Saving Staff. The first customer, Grandpappy Spears, recognized Abner, but from there on, Abner was more cautious and became a fairly successful soothsayer. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library putting on his costume. Grandpappy Spears is at the library table with his favorite book, The Almanac. Listen.
Well, for the land's sake, what's the matter, Grandpap?
Well, sir, what do you know about that?
Well, what is it?
Sir, I'll be dogged. Listen to this, Abner. 3,265,144 worth of sausage casings was produced in Illinois in 1939. It's the truth, Abner, according to the almanac.
I never said it was.
Over $3 million worth of sausage casings. That was in Illinois, 1939.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, that's a lot of sausage casings, Abner. How big a pile do you reckon that'd make?
Grandpap, don't bother me. Can't you see I'm trying to get this fortune-telling outfit on?
Oh, excuse me. Yes, sir, that's a lot of sausage cases. You want to know how many they put out in our state?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'll look it up for you. Let's see here. Arkansas.
I said I never want to know.
No, it don't tell that, Abner. It just gives it for Illinois.
Uh-huh.
I can give you them figures, though. 3,265,000
I ain't interested in that stuff. Come over here and help me tie this towel around my head if you want to do something.
Putting on your fortune-telling outfit, huh?
Why, sure. I told you that 1,000 or 100 times.
You sure look a sight in that get-up, Abner.
Well, just stop laughing and help me tie this turban on here. Wait a minute. I believe I got it now. That's the outdoingest thing I ever seen in my life.
I don't like to get personal, Abner, but whose kimono is that?
Huh?
Elizabeth?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you never fool me none in that costume. You never, sure enough. I know just as soon as I sat down in that tent out there the other day that it was you.
Not at first, you never.
Yes, I did, too.
You
I know
never
it was
done
you.
No such a thing.
I was just letting on.
No,
like
sir. Not till I give myself away, you never knowed who it was. And since then, I've learned myself how to disguise my voice better. I got everybody fooled now.
I doubt it.
Well, it's the truth. Every day, there's a big lineup buying war bonds so they can have me tell their fortune. But just look out there right now at that lineup out there waiting for me.
Just curiosity seekers, that's all.
No, they ain't no such a thing. They think I'm a real, genuine imitation fortune teller.
They're going to catch on to you and run you clean out of town. You mind what I tell you?
They won't do no such a thing. I'm doing awful good at this now, Grandpa. Facts is, just to be honest, I might be a natural-born mystic for all I know.
Sassy-fresh.
Well, I might. You don't know about it.
Sassy-fresh. You ain't got magic powers, and you know it.
Well, the folks think I have, anyway. All I need is just tell them some of the stuff that's happened to them in the last 50 years, which I know. I've lived here so long.
Naturally.
And then they think I must be magic, or I wouldn't know that about them. And from then on, why, they'll believe anything I say to them.
Yeah, they might. I never believed none of it.
At first you did. But wait a minute, sir. It comes along.
You're all set, Abner?
Yeah. How'd I look, Lum?
Let's see. Well, it don't matter. It's dark inside the tent. Granny, you're sure going over big, Abner. I got to hand it to you.
Well, good for me.
You're doing good.
I am, huh?
Yeah, I sold the biggest batch of war bonds today of any day yet.
You did?
Yeah. Some of the folks even coming back to have their fortune sold a second time.
Well, hooray.
Oh, you're doing awful good, Abner.
Oh, well, ain't nothing to it, Mom. I know my everything there is to know about everybody in town here. And then when I get to predicting the future for them, why, I know whatever one of them wants to have happen to them, so I just tell them that like you told me to do.
Well, that's right, I...
Oh, they're tickled to death.
Just tell folks what they want to hear, and they think you're the smartest feller to ever live.
Hey, Lum.
Oh, what is it, Grandpap? Guess how many sausage casings was made in Illinois in 1939?
Oh, my.
I ain't got the least idea, Grandpap. Besides, I ain't got time to guess.
No, nobody
I'll look it up for you, Lum, if I can find the place again. Yeah, do that, Grandpap. I'd just love to know him. Just dying to know
him. Don't encourage him, Lum.
I just joshed him.
Yeah.
Well, come on, Abner. You better slip out the back way and sneak into the tent.
Yeah, sure.
I told him you'll show the mystic was about ready, so you better get out there.
Yeah, well, I am. Well, for the land's sake, is that old Ulysses S. Quincy, is he lined up there again today?
Oh, yeah, big as life out here. I never figured we'd get him to loosen up for some war bonds in the first place, much less a second time.
Me neither.
What in the world did you predict for him for the future?
Oh, that was easy. I just predicted he'd get his barn painted. He's trying to find a painter salon.
No wonder he's willing to buy more bonds. More than likely, he's come back today to find out who's going to do the painting.
Wait a minute, I believe that was our ring there, wasn't it?
Yeah, might have been. You get it.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I've got on this fortune teller. Oh,
well, don't talk in your fortune teller, boy.
They can't see me.
Hey, Abner, here's something that ought to interest you.
Be
right
quiet,
here.
Grandpap. Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, well, howdy, Miss Abernathy.
This'll interest you as long as you're wearing one of them outfits.
What's that, Miss Abernathy?
The hydraulic turbine was invented in 1849.
Grandpap, please be quiet. Come over that again. I never quite understood you.
That ain't a turbine he's wearing, Grandpa. That's a turbine.
Oh, why, sure. Yeah, Miss Abernathy. Proud to have you. Oh, well, that's fine. Yes, Mom. All right. Goodbye.
In 1849 it was invented, Abner. What'd the widow want, Abner?
Oh, she just wanted to know if she could come back for another fortune-telling.
1849, I said.
Said she'd buy $100 bond this time to get her fortune told.
$100.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Granny, you must have predicted something awfully interesting for her.
Well, I just told her what I knowed she's dying to hear. I predicted that a man would propose to her.
Well, that was the right thing to predict for her.
Tickled her to death. Yeah, well.
She's been trying to get married as long as I've known her.
Yeah.
Her and Sister Simpson both.
Oh, both of them, yeah.
Well, I reckon you better get out there in the tent now before the folks get tired of waiting.
Mom, I believe that was our ring again.
I never pay no attention. I'll get it this time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. Lum Eddard doing the talking. Oh, yes, Miss Abernathy. There she is, ma'am.
Yeah.
Supper?
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm feared I can't make it tonight, Witter.
I was scared.
Yeah, I got something important to do.
I better get out of here, I believe.
Well, I can't recollect what it is right now, but... Tomorrow night. Well, I'll have to let you know. Yes, Mom. Well, much obliged anyway. Awful thought of you to ask. Yeah, goodbye.
I believe I'll get started, Lum.
That's curious why the widow would all of a sudden want me to take supper over her place.
I'll see you later, Lum.
Yeah, all right. Wait a minute. Come back here a minute, Abner. Just exactly what all did you predict for the widow's future?
Well, nothing much. I just told her some feller would propose to her. That's about all.
Did you say any particular feller?
No, just a feller.
Are you sure you didn't mention my name?
No, sir, I never said your name. Honest, I never crossed my heart, Lum.
Well, did you tell her what sort of a looking feller it would be?
Not exactly, I don't think.
Not exactly. What'd you say about it?
Well, I just said he was tall, and there's a lot of tall fellas, you know, Lum.
I know that. What else did you say?
Well, that's just about all I said.
Are you sure?
Well, I might have mentioned something about him having a mustache.
I'm going.
And I might have said he had wavy gray hair, too, I believe.
Yeah. And what else?
Well, Lum, I can't recollect everything I said. That was way back yesterday. I ain't no memories expert.
Well, you better recollect this if you know what's good for you. I want to know what you told her.
My mind's a blank now. I believe I got the amnesia.
No, you ain't got no such a thing. I suppose you told her this fella's initials was L.E.
I never done no such a thing. All I said was that his first name started with a L. That's all I said. I never mentioned the letter E not one time. Cross my heart.
If that don't beat the bugs of fighting. My own partner are doing a thing like that.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Lom, now, don't look
I
at me.
I ought to whop you right on top
now,
of the head.
Now, Lom, now, I was just trying to be patriotic and sell war bonds. You don't want us to lose a war, do you?
Well, marrying the Widow Abernathy is the one thing I can think of. It'd be worse than losing a war. That'd be like starting another. Come here, Abner.
Now, wait a minute. Now, listen, Lom. Now,
I'm here, I said.
Lom, I was just doing what you told me to do. Now, you said pick out the one thing that my customers want to have happen to them more than anything else in the world and predict that for them.
I know
that's
that.
That's your exact words, Lom. I heard you say that with my own ears.
Yeah, but that was going just a little bit too far.
Huh?
Anyways, I wish you was taller so as I could knock you back down to the size you are now.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Lom. Now, this ain't going to get you into no trouble with the widow.
Oh, no. No trouble at all. Of course not. Just going to ruin my whole life, that's
it
all.
It ain't going to do no such a thing, Lom. I would have feared you might feel this way about it, so I've taken steps to protect you.
Protect?
Yes, sir.
From the widow, you mean?
Why, sure. You won't get no trouble at all, Lom.
Oh, well, I'm sorry I jumped on you, Abner. I hardly knowed you'd look after me.
Why, sure. You know old Abner. He wouldn't go back on you, Lom. True friend. That's what I am.
Well, that's fine.
Yes,
I'm sorry I said what I did.
Well, that's all right. Just forget it. Just skip it.
You're taking care of everything.
Yeah. This don't bring up a subject again.
Well, exactly what was it you done to protect me?
Well, but you know all the stuff that I told the widow?
Yeah.
Well, I told the same thing to Sister Simpson.
Oh, my goodness.